Oliver Callan on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Get Set Go. Get comprehensive car insurance today at getsetgo.ie.
Paul McGrath, good morning to you.
Good morning, Shay. How are you?
How are you? It's lovely to talk to you again.
It's nice to speak to you as well.
Yeah.
Especially with such a good topic, the boys getting through and stuff like that.
So. It's just unbelievable, isn't it? It was just, I was out in the car and I was listening to the radio commentary, which was just excellent, both at last week and on Sunday. How are you feeling today?
Yeah, doing good. I'm feeling great about that result. Giving me a lift. And, it's great to see an Irish team back on song.
Did you get a chance to go to the match?
No, I didn't go to that game, but it was just terrific. Just even watching it here in the house,
yeah,
with a couple of friends of mine, and it was just an amazing way to end it. Troy did, just amazing. Three goals and having scored two already to get three in this game and one in the last seconds. It was just amazing.
Did you see the game in the Aviva last week?
Yeah, I was at that. And that was really brilliant as well. So, he's the numbers, 5 goals in a couple of games. So, it's amazing.
It's an unbelievable. And we've been listening to his family have been on, and we've been listening to different people. It's kind of reminiscent of your era as well, Paul. That family feel.
Yeah, well, everyone's getting behind the team now, and that's the impetus you need. It's brilliant for the lads. They get a buzz out of it and they push themselves on to do, even better things. And, it's really looking good for us at the moment. So here's hoping that we go all the way this time.
I've seen you arrive in the Aviva and it's like the King Charles coming into Buckingham Palace. You're treated like royalty, as you should be, as you walk around. Everybody just gets it. When they see you, and I remember we were at a charity event and we were using a sponge ball and a small goal in a hotel ballroom. We were taking shots on the goal. And you were rather...
trying to take shots.
You're quite the hard commentator as well. There were some ribald comments, but you when the atmosphere there last week as you arrived, the expectation, what was it like?
I don't know. It's brilliant for me. It's brilliant for all the lads. I think that had played in a World Cup and stuff like that. But now you see this bunch of lads up, a new generation of players and stuff like that, and they're doing so well for us. The whole country's getting behind them now, and that's the most important thing, and that's what's needed. And thanks to Troy, in the last two couple of games, we're getting there, But it's we've still a bit to go, but I think we're going to do it.
I think we're going to do it. Well, that's an assessment for you, Paul. You over the brilliant career that you've had, and you've changed directions in a number of times. We won't talk about your hit album. Every time I mention that, you want
to... No, leave that. Leave that alone.
And your hit single. We won't play it. Don't worry. You're okay. You threatened me the last time. But you must have seen hundreds of players come play games from a young age and see what did you notice about Troy in the last couple of years?
It's that hunger that certain people have, that they just, they want to score goals. I've been up against those sorts of players more times than not. And when you see a flash in their eyes or something, I don't know what it is, but it's, that this person's going to give you trouble on any given day. And, I've played against a couple of players like that, and it's to my detriment. I've come up against some really talented players and stuff like that, and it's been a dodgy day. But more times than not, I love playing against those sorts of players because they bring you up a level as well.
Yeah.
And Troy is one of those.
And and credit goes to the other players on the field as well. It is a team.
Oh, of course.
A team effort, and the crosses coming in and feeding them the ball, etc.
Amazing.
I think at this time, everybody in our house became a football expert for the last.
Oh yeah, we're all like that. I'm like that now. I'm sitting here watching it with a couple of friends of mine, and I'm just thinking, just come on, we can still do something, we can still do something, but never believing that was going to happen the way it did. And Troy in the last couple of seconds being that resilient that he got us the winner. So, and incredible, just incredible.
You've been in those squads and you've been on international duty, you've been with the top league clubs. That going into a game like they did last week, last Thursday, when they go into a game like that, what's going on in the team's head? Like there's a lot to pack in there.
There is, but just the bond that you have with those sorts of players are, you know, we had it in 1990 and 94. It's just a bond with a group of lads that you love. You actually grow to love those lads, you know what I mean? So when you go out there and you know there's a nation hoping and praying that you do well as well, so you go out there and you do your level best and, you know, everyone's helping everyone else. Some players may not be at the top of their game, but they're willing to give their all because the other guys are trying to pick you up. Even if you're having a bad game, you know you can rely on certain other players to give you a dig out. And you could see that last night, that everyone was up for the game. And even at the end, when I thought, no, they're finished now. They came back and they showed their resilience and they showed what Ireland's about, and it was just an amazing game.
And the manager, Heimir Hallgrímsson, we've given him a chance, and that's one of the things I find in life in general, in this business, in show business, in football, whatever it might be.
Yeah.
Whereas you might have given someone a year or two to develop. Now we give them a week or two. I mean, if you look at the trail of destruction in the Premier League, and all around the world, that's the same in La Liga and in the Serie A and etc. People don't really get a chance anymore. They only get a couple of weeks or a couple of months to prove themselves.
Yeah, well, I think he's proven he's got these lads playing for each other. You know, the Portuguese game, you know, everyone's thinking Ronaldo's coming to town. Maybe that's why everyone's watching the game. But there's another group of lads on the pitch as well, and they showed in that game that, you know, they wanted it just as much as Portugal did. So, and now the next game we've shown again, and Troy has shown that, you know, we're up for a lot of stuff. So, and Ireland's always been that way, I think. You know, we've went through a lull when things maybe weren't so good, but we're back. We're, you know, and maybe we can push it a little bit more now and get to the finals themselves. And I'm just wishing the boys well now.
That's lovely. Look, there's loads of love coming in for you on the text line. There's a couple of people asking about your grandchildren, and children, if they play soccer. And one man says, my favourite man in Ireland, Paul McGrath. Aww. And look, people love hearing from you. They love to hear that you're well and that you're keeping well and that you're looking after yourself. That's the most important thing. And for you and
I'm doing great at the moment, Shay, anyway, thank God.
Ah, well, that's really good. And I just briefly want to mention, Paul McGrath does so much charity work. He really works hard and appears at everything he can and is nice to every single person. I mean, I was with you when you were mobbed and I said, come on, we'll get you out of here. It's long now. And you went, no, they've after come on and I want to sign as many things as I can. So I wanted to say that to you today, Paul. Thanks for all the work that you do.
Thanks so much, Shay. Nice talking to you again as well.
Lovely talking to you. Take care of yourself. That's Paul McGrath there talking to us about Ireland's victory as we head off to the playoffs in March. Let's take a little bit of music. Let's take some Dreams.